I want to ask you about a couple guys in your secondary. Number one, just what kind of progress has Kelly Jennings made from the first camp as far as just what he has to learn and that sort of stuff?
Good progress. Kelly's a very smart young man, and he studies hard, you know. And he works hard out here on the field. Got good work ethic. And so he's progressed. He's gotten better. Yesterday, he made just a fantastic interception, made another play on the ball. You can tell his Terrell Austin and Larry Marmee are doing a great job with him, and he's taking to the coaching. His technique has gotten better. You can see him improving because he is a smart young man, and he works at it. So I'm pleased with his progress thus far. He made some plays out here today. So.
The pundits on draft day questioned his size. When you see him out here, doesn't he look like about the same size as a lot of...
Yeah. He's just a little slighter built. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have the mass as much as maybe some corners might. But, hey, he's a strong son of a gun. He's got good enough height on him and got very good speed. And I like his coverage skills. Good talent.
What kind of a difference does it make for Marcus Trufant to be out here and not be rehabbing something like he's been doing the last
I think
few
it's
years?
Great, and I think if you ask Marcus, he would more than agree with you because the, this is really his first off season he's had, you know, and you can tell the difference. Marcus's game is coming around to where he wants it, where we want it, and where it needs to be. You know, a guy that can be an impact kind of guy, a guy that can be a playmaker, you know, out there. And his technique has improved, and the off season sometimes. I don't think it can ever be overrated. I think players at times will underrate it, but for some guys that really need it, it's invaluable. And he's taking advantage of it. He's here every day. He's working every day, and I think you can tell it on the field.
Up front, on paper, you have a lot of depth at defensive tackle, yet it's not out on the field. So. Is there some sort of a concern level, given that you're not going to see some of those guys
in
training
camp?
Yeah,
I don't care whether you're an 8-year veteran or you're a first-year player. Guys need to practice, you know. And if you come back too late, now it's a veteran knocking the rust off and getting into the flow of it, getting into the flow of having pads on you, and technique. And that's the biggest part, is the loss of technique. Now, when you get an older veteran, his technique may be rusty, but he can get back into it quicker. But I think it hurts the team and it hurts the individual to not be able to work. And the four or five guys that aren't able to be out here, I know they're chomping at the bit. They can see the competition. They can see the players out here competing, and they'd love to be out here. But it hurts.
Who has taken advantage of the situation, though? I mean, because you're getting some more reps for guys.
Well, guys like Shenard Hartz and Oliver Celestine and Mike Green, because Boulware's not in there, they're getting a lot more snaps back there, and I think they definitely have. We got a couple new guys inside, Russell Davis, you know, at the tackle spot, without Rocky and Marcus Tubbs, he's getting more shots. And without Grant Wistrom in there, Daryl Tapp's getting more shots, you know, and Robert Pollard is getting more shots in there, you know. And so when the veterans are out of there, or somebody's out of there, starters are out of there because of injury, it does give people a chance. And the great thing about the young men here that I see right now, there isn't a guy you have to coax to try to take advantage of one of those situations. They're jumping right in there and they're going after it, you know. I think Marquand Manuel last year, Babineau last year, guys that just jumped in there and took advantage of some situations, they made somewhat of a mark, you know. And I think the players here have either known it because they were here, or if they haven't been here, they've heard about it, you know. And so I think it's a good group. It's a good group. I like this group of players.
Last thing I wanted to ask you was, getting the NFC Championship ring, I mean, everyone kind of aspires to the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Is there good meaning? Is there any meaning on this sort of thing for guys? Or is it?
I think so. It's, you know, it's not the ring; it's the significance of the ring.
Yeah.
And for this organization, I think it's extremely valuable and very, very meaningful. It's a very, very good spot. Now, I mean, we're starting all over this year. We may be starting at a little bit different level than we were last year because of what transpired. It's a better jumping off point for this year. But basically, you're a fool if you don't think you're starting over again. You know, I mean, you gotta put the dynamics of the defense together, and then the players have to react together. We lost some good players. We gained some good players. Now, how do they fit? At this point, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We got some guesses. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got to put it together before we have the kind of year we expect to have.
Yeah.